Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, the excellence and virtues of reciting durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been mentioned in many hadith and inshallah today let us learn about this beautiful hadith regarding the virtues and excellence of reciting durood in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated send durood upon me abundantly on Friday as it is a day of mashhood angels appear on this day whoever sends durood upon me his durood is presented to me until he completes it. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I humbly ask Ya Rasulullah, what about after your death? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it will also be presented even after my apparent death. And then he said, Inna Allaha harrama ala al-ardi an ta'akula ajsad al-anbiya فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيُّ يُرْزَقُ Meaning, the soil has been prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal from consuming the bodies of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salam. The prophets alayhimu salam of Allah, they stay alive even after their death and they are provided sustenance. Allahu Akbar. This is the excellence of the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salatu wa salam and this is the virtue of reciting durood abundantly in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam A'la Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the lives of Anbiya and the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after leaving this world and he says Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah meri chashmi alam se chup jane wale meaning Ya Rasulullah you are indeed alive you are indeed alive I swear by Allah that you are alive though you are hidden from my apparent eyes Allahu Akbar now let us practice this virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described In his beautiful hadith, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also try to recite durood in abundance, especially on Fridays, as it has been strongly urged in blessed ahadith to recite durood abundantly. And why does the earth not consume the bodies of Prophet alayhi salam? It is mentioned by Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he has addressed the cause as to why the earth not consume the bodies of blessed Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi salam and he says the earth is honored just to kiss the blessed feet of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi salam how much of a privilege it is for the blessed bodies of prophets alayhi salam to be touched by the earth Allahu Akbar the earth this is The moment when the earth rejoices, the blessed touch of the bodies of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, how then can it consume the bodies of blessed prophets alayhimu salam? A'la Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he very beautifully describes the same sentiments in his world famous kalam that Anbiya ko bhi ajal aani hai, meaning the Anbiya are as well to taste death. Magar aisi ki faqat aani hai, meaning, but that death will be just momentarily. Phir usi aan ke baad unki hayat, and then after that moment passes, they are brought back to life. Misle sabiq, wahi jismani hai, and thereafter they live with their bodies. Not only the soul of course remains alive, there is no death for the soul, but the body as well becomes alive. And then Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ruh to sab ki hai zinda unka, meaning everyone's soul is alive, but the speciality of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal is that jisme pur noor bhi ruhani hai, that the jism and the mubarak body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is durani as well, is also made of light. Allahu Akbar. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss the beautiful teachings of our beautiful deen. And as we discussed in the previous episode, the topic entitled Let the Love of Worship Blossom. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the virtues of forgiveness, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a Muslim is he from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also follow into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cultivate the habit of forgiving for the sake of the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Those who wrong us, no matter how much we are provoked, we should restrain our hands and tongue and forgive for the sake of acquiring goodness and well-being of this world and the hereafter. When the tongue becomes unbridled, it sometimes destroys even completed and accomplished tasks. True lines by somebody is that, Hai falaho kamrani narmiyo aasani mein, har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and divine opportunity and divine inspiration to act upon the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it may better our worldly life as well as of that in the hereafter. Remember that forgiving others despite having the ability to take revenge is such a great habit that if we adopt such a habit, society in general would become a land of peace and harmony, and the filthy germs of conflict and discord will perish. Allahu Akbar. Tolerance and controlling anger is a fundamental requirement. Remember that anger is part of human nature and is an involuntary action and is the cause of conflict and discord, breaking relationship between true brothers. It also leads to divorce and is the cause of hatred among people, leading to killing and destruction. When something is said which is contrary to one's expectation, or something that is done that's conflicting with one's temperament, then this usually leads to anger. At that moment, we should control our anger and become patient, because overlooking and forgiving the mistakes of others, forgiving them despite them committing mistakes repeatedly, and even not taking them to task after any loss caused by them, is a way of our revered and honored Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many verses of the Holy Quran are also enjoining one towards tolerance and forgiveness, and Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran,
خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
Meaning, and O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt forgiveness and enjoin virtue and turn away from the ignorant. We should pay careful attention to this important ruling of Sharia, that if anyone makes a vow not to talk to his parents, or he makes a vow, ma'azallah, to kill a person, then it is mandatory for him to break such a wrongful vow and pay expiation for it, because this expiation or kafara is lesser than that sin in comparison. Allahu Akbar. This is the beautiful teaching of Islam. It is stated in a hadith, for whoever avoids arguing while he is in the right will have a house built for him in the best portion of the paradise. Allahu Akbar. This hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Thus, instead of taking revenge, rather adopt the habit of becoming more forgiving, as this will be beneficial in this world and in the hereafter as well. Koi dhutkare ya jhaade balki mare sabr kar mat jhagad mat burbura pa ajr rab se sabr kar. Allahu Akbar. These are the virtues of making sabr and forgiving others for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, listen to four Madani pearls of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in connection with forgiveness, and make your mind of forgiving others. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned his Mubarak hadith that Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, the Exalted, who is the most dignified before you? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. Meaning, a person is able to take revenge, is able and capable, but he still chooses to forgive others. Allahu Akbar. That person will be the most dignified person before Allah Azza wa Jal in his court. And the second hadith is the one who becomes angry but thereafter adopts patience becomes deserving of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, what a great virtue, that just by avoiding the anger and having patience, one becomes deserving of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is such a grace of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the Muslims, that just by refraining from anger and having patience, we become deserving of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And number third is that the one who suppresses his anger despite having the ability to avenge it will be called by Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment before all the people, and will be given the option to choose any of the maidens of paradise. Subhanallah, this is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah. Number four is that the beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the most powerful among you is the one who controls himself when in anger, and the most tolerant is the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, indeed it is sheer foolishness to lose such huge reward by uttering harsh words or by quarreling while seeking revenge on somebody. Therefore, we should adopt the attitude of forgiving others for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bila hisab ho jannat mein dakhila ya rab, pados khuld mein sarwar ka ho ata ya rab. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. The blessed and beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, seek greatness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked humbly, how can we do this? The revered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, behave gracefully towards the one who cuts off a relationship with you. Bestow upon the one who deprives you, and exercise tolerance towards the one who treats you badly. Allahu Akbar, by doing this, one can attain greatness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When someone quarrels with us or talks badly about us, adopting silence is the way to our salvation. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you might have said something and regretted it, but the chances are that you wouldn't have regretted staying silent at the time of anger. It is narrated in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has stated, he who stays silent attains salvation. Sayyidina Shaykh Sharafuddin Sa'di Shirazi rahimahullahu ta'ala narrates in Bostan-e-Sa'di that a pious man who never spoke ill of his personal enemies, whenever someone was mentioned, he used to say only good things about them. After he passed away, someone saw him in a dream and asked, "What did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you?" He heard this and smiled and said in a very sweet voice that whilst living in the world, I tried not to say anything wrong about anyone. The Nakiren, the Munkar and Nakir, the angels that are appointed to question in the grave, didn't ask me tough questions, and in this way my affair was quite good. Meaning, this is what happens in return when we be good to others and abstain from slandering even our ardent enemies and sworn enemies. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as you have seen, being soft-hearted and forgiving earns great reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. I wish we could learn to forgive those who insult us and those who cause us harm, and we should try our level best not to get involved in quarrels, as the safety lies in it, because the habit of taking revenge could result in committing other sinful acts that are more serious. Remember, despite having power and ability to take revenge, patience over injustice and unfavorable attitude and deprived rights are the hallmarks of the big-hearted, pious people, which are a source of great excellence and reward. The beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the meaning of which is, the one who controls his anger, even though he has the ability to take revenge on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will sanctify his heart with his divine pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine that, just by refraining from anger and controlling it, Allah Azza wa Jal will sanctify our heart with his pleasure. Subhanallah, the same pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal we try to seek day and night. This is the virtue of not being carried away by one's anger and learning to control it and keeping it in check, while at the same time we still have the ability to take revenge, but we choose not to. This makes us a better Muslim, a better practicing Muslim on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in return it earns in our heart the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why our pious predecessors not only forgave those who misbehaved towards them, but also treated them well in return. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to practice on this beautiful sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make ourselves into better Muslims by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us keep this pledge in mind that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.